Yeah, this kind of cold, these kinds of conditions, just unprecedented for here in Texas. I was one of the millions of people who woke up this morning without power, and these plunging temps bringing dangerous snow, dangerous ice to this part of the country. We're talking the southern plains and beyond, and we are just getting started.
We're not used to living in conditions that we typically see up north.
Texas taken aback and asked to stay home during this week's frigid cold snap.
The severity of the cold weather that is about to be experienced here in the coming days is unprecedented in Texas history.
Governor Greg Abbott working in tandem with President Biden, issuing a statewide disaster declaration. High temperatures now in the single digits for much of the Lone Star State. By Monday morning, 2.6 million Texans waking up in the dark as controlled rotating outages were put into play to conserve the energy, not keeping up with demand.
But let me just say, people, because I know I've seen some of the social tweets and others saying, Mayor, please turn on the heat. That is not within my purview.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner calling for the state to explain the magnitude of these outages. By mid-Monday morning, 3,000 flights were canceled across the country, more than half of them out of Dallas and Houston.
It's working.
A DFW father and son attempting to crack the ice on their swimming pool as a worried mom looks on.
Please don't fall in.
Road conditions in Austin proving perilous, even for first responders who narrowly missed collision.
Oh, oh, wow. All right, well, now we got another.
Even Texas coastline caked in ice and snow, glacial waves battering Galveston and paralyzing sea turtles on South Padre Island. On the West Coast, cars in Portland, Oregon had a rough go with their morning commute. The winter storm even doing irreparable damage to the boating community along the Willamette River. No injuries reported, but a long road to recovery for this marina. But it's not all doom and gloom. This Chicago snowboarder shredding fresh powder through neighborhood streets. And this Frenchie pup in Texas experiencing the splendors of snow for the very first time.
Oh, no.
File this one under Don't Try This at Home. This freshman at Baylor University bringing a Christmas story to life, finding she was no match for the bite of bitter cold in Texas. And who's up for a little science experiment in South Dakota? A warm mug of water turns to snow in a snap.
Yeah, Mother Nature is beautiful, but within all of that beauty, it is deceivingly dangerous. These feels like temperatures are no joke. At one point for us today here in Texas, for here in Dallas, it felt like minus 11. For folks in Sydney, Nebraska, they got to 50 degrees below zero over the weekend. And just so you know, too, winter storm warnings are in effect from southwest Texas all the way up into northern Maine. Reporting in Dallas, Marky Martin, News Nation.